Cape Talk.
The U.S. Report.
The U.S. Report with Adrian Bruni, all the way from Manhattan, New York, in the United States. Good morning, Adrian. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Adrian. Doing well. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much, Adrian. So, what is the latest on the Texas shooter?
Sure. The man accused of killing 26 people, including an 18-month-old child at a Texas church on Sunday, had sent threatening text messages to his in-laws, who sometimes attended the church before he launched the latest U.S. mass shooting, officials said on Monday. The gunman, Devin Patrick Kelly, was court-martialed in 2012 on charges of assaulting his wife and child and sentenced to 12 months confinement, including a stay at a psychiatric hospital. He received a bad conduct discharge in 2014 and shouldn't have been able to buy a gun due to his criminal record. But the Air Force, which discharged Kelly for assaulting his wife and child, failed to record that information in the correct database. Now, he was looking for the mother-in-law specifically of his second wife and had a son on the way. So the charges applied to his first wife and actually his stepson. So just to get that all straightened out. Now, things that remain unclear are the identity of the neighbor who exchanged fire with Kelly before Kelly fled, and whether or not the gunshot wound that killed Kelly was self-inflicted or a result of the chase. They are probably determining that it was, at this point, self-inflicted, but nobody is exactly sure. There are a lot of still unknowns about this whole Texas thing.
And let's talk about Election Day.
Sure. CBS News has predicted Democratic Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam as the winner of the governor's race in Virginia, and Democrat Bill Murphy, a former U.S. ambassador to Germany, who as the winner of the same seat in New Jersey. Now, Murphy's win over Republican Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno was expected, but the Virginia race with against Republican Ed Gillespie was expected to be closer and is an indication that President Donald Trump's approach is not working on voters in the sort of heavily suburban and highly affluent areas that were once the bedrock of the Republican Party. So in New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio will easily secure a second term in office over Republican State Assemblywoman Nicole Malliotakis of Staten Island, who initially embraced Trump and then distanced herself from him. And de Blasio has won another term amid a slew of third-party candidates. He hardly campaigned for the job. It was smooth sailing for de Blasio. So meanwhile, President Trump was in South Korea urging North Korea to come to the table and discuss giving up its nuclear weapons. I have a clip of that talk or his press conference on the matter for you right now.
That I believe it makes sense for North Korea to do the right thing, not only for North Korea, but for humanity all over the world. So there is a lot of reason, a lot of good reason behind it. With that, yes, I think we're making a lot of progress. I think we're showing great strength. I think they understand we have unparalleled strength. There has never been strength like it. You know, we sent three of the largest aircraft carriers in the world, and they're right now positioned. We have a nuclear submarine also positioned. We have many things happening that we hope. In fact, I'll go a step further. We hope to God we never have to use. With that being said, I really believe that it makes sense for North Korea to come to the table and to make a deal that's good for the people of North Korea and the people of the world. I do see certain movement, yes.
Adrian, my biggest fear with Trump is that he seems like a man who is not only trying to defuse the idea of a war, you know, of a nuclear war breaking out. He seems like a boy who's happy to talk about his toys. You know, this is the toy that I have, and this is what it can do. Don't test me, boy. Don't test me.
Well, I mean, I think he wants to make sure, and he wants to let everybody know that he is the biggest boy on the block, and you're not going to mess with him. There was an interesting interview just earlier today on NPR National Public Radio with a historian on how Trump has changed the presidency and whether or not the presidency has changed Donald Trump. And this historian said that, no, the presidency has not changed Donald Trump at all. He is not humbled by it. He does not have a reverence for the office one bit, but the U.S. presidency has changed under Trump in that foreign policy people, other leaders of other countries really don't want to engage with Donald Trump, although President Moon of South Korea did evidently have a good meeting with President Trump. He is just known to alienate everybody else with all of that talk. So,
and then let's talk, Adrian, about sending. Phenomenon. Yeah, let's talk about sending in the AAA team of journalists. What is this about?
Sure. So, how about them Cub reporters, Abs? So, those shrinking budgets are the primary reason behind shrinking newsrooms. Local press also has a tough time recruiting and retaining talent. So following the Teach for America model, organizations like ProPublica and the Ground Truth Project have started programs to encourage early careers journalists to seed undercover regions of the U.S. with reporting talent. So this program, Report for America, plans to grant about 1,000 young journalists fellowships in 2018 to report across America in small towns, in undercover pockets where fake news has the most has done the most damage. So critics warn, however, that the programs will have trouble keeping reporters in the industry if the money runs out. Now, this is a shameless plug for one of my stories, Abs. You can read about it on Ozzy.com, O-Z-Y.com. It's an American news magazine. And so I talk more about that issue on the website.
Well, certainly, Adrian, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Do have yourself a very good day.
All right. You too, Ab. Take care.
Thank you so much. Adrian Bruni, ladies and gentlemen, with your U.S. report.